This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great day. Great day to be here with all of you. Already populating the chat on YouTube. Love to see that. Love when you guys get up early with us. It was a struggle getting up this morning, I'm not going to lie. But I'm here, and I'm ready to rock today. I'm actually in a very, very good mood. Very excited to see my brothers. Paulie Reindl is our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Now, I texted you guys last night. Did you actually place a bet with each other, side bet, on whether I would go to the concert that I said I was going to go to?
No, I don't think either of us cared that much that you were going to a concert last night. But when you texted us, and it was after like 9 o'clock,
yeah,
and you said they were just two songs into their set.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden I was like, okay, this is pretty late for Woods.
It was.
He's usually like asleep. If there's no baseball,
yeah,
he's usually asleep by this point, and he's only two songs in to a show that he's at,
yeah,
that he's not sure how long he's going to stay at.
Well, I knew exactly how long I was going to stay. What had kind of thrown me off was that the band that I went to see, Not a Surf is the name of the band, and I've been around a long time, very tight band, great band, beautiful band, at the Belly Up Tavern, just drove down there, and I got there about 7:45, 8. And I was thinking, from what everything I'd seen online, they're going to walk on stage about 8:45. So I go in, you know, get a drink, whatever, and find a spot.
Was there an opening act before?
There was,
them?
And they were really good. The band from New Zealand, and I can't remember their name. I would like to give them a shout-out, but I forgot.
The Kiwis.
They're not the Kiwis. No, they're not the Kiwis. They're good, though. And so right when I walked in the door, though, the guy in front's like, all right, they come on at 9. And it was only 15 minutes, but I was like, so everything starts going through my head. Should I just bail? Should I just bail now if it's 9? 8:45, for whatever reason, seemed way earlier.
I don't know. 9 o'clock on a Monday seems
late.
Criminal.
Yeah.
And nothing should start at 9 o'clock on a Monday.
I know. And I really felt, I felt the need for, like,
I guess Monday Night Football on the East Coast used to start, mm-hmm, at 9 o'clock. Because it used to start at 6 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Used to start at 9 o'clock on a Monday.
Dude.
That's crazy.
And so it's funny. I was walking in the door, and I ran into our beloved Susan DeVincent. Remember Susan? She used to actually be a part of this program.
Yeah.
She did traffic, right?
Correct.
Yeah. But they would bring her in, and she would sit in here, and we would shoot the breeze with her. She looks fantastic. She loves Not a Surf, so I talked to her. Then I walked in and ran into my boy, TJ, who is the lead singer of a band called Miniaturized, and he's just one of my favorite people in the world, with his beautiful girlfriend, Julia. And so I got to straight away walked in, and I had some friendly faces. And, man, big hugs, catching up. My buddy TJ almost passed away. He had gallstone. He had a gallstone. And he's been around the music scene here forever. He had a gallstone that had gotten caught in his intestine. The guy went in to get it and nicked his intestine. Then he went septic. Mm-hmm. He was in the hospital. An overnight surgery turned into a three-month battle for his life.
Jeez.
And I got to see him last night. Of course. Guy looks like a bodybuilder again. He looks great. And I'm looking at him like, you literally were almost dead. And I'm like, you still are in better shape than me. And he starts laughing. And we caught up talking about our kids, our family. So that was beautiful. And then I got to see Halloran, Mike Halloran, the legendary Halloran from 91X, 94.9, who's a musical icon in this town. Got to see Hal and ran into a tier one as well. And it was great, man. And then the show started and they sounded so good. And I really had this, I got like nostalgic for the old days of, you know, having a few cocktails, seeing a great show with not a huge crowd. I mean, it was a good crowd for this band, but not overwhelming. And no one was out of control. Everyone was just smiling. I kept noticing the people in the front row just smiling and singing along. It was just a beautiful night. And I got really like, I missed kind of my 20s a little bit. So I had one cocktail. I had just Makers and water. And boy, that tasted good. good. Whew. It was all I could do to say, nope, I'm good. On the second one, it was all I could do because, boy, as soon as it hits your lips, I was like, whew, now we're talking.
Look at that discipline.
It had to be discipline, man. I had a sneak peek at their set list. And so I knew when they were playing my favorite song, Killian's Red. And I also knew some of the songs after. I was like, there's a little bit of a lull. And then they get really good. I said, but I can't be here for the really good. If you want to flip the lull and the really good, I'll stay, but you're not going to. So they played my song. The last note hit, out the door, in bed by 10 o'clock.
Nice. Whoa.
In bed by 10.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was
9 o'clock show.
9 o'clock show.
In bed by 10.
Maybe
not getting your full money's worth for the experience.
No.
But for you, probably a nice, efficient night.
So the tickets were $50, and I heard, out of the seven songs I heard, I love five of them. So would you pay $10 to hear a beautiful song at a show with good area to see it in? Yes, 100%. So I didn't feel shortchanged at all. I came home. I was in bed by 10, and I feel pretty good.
I assume that most music lovers, especially North County, have been to Belly Up.
Yeah.
For those who haven't, it really
place,
is
man.
A terrific venue in Solana Beach on Cedros there. It's kind of both intimate yet large enough. I mean, I don't know how many people do you think they can get in there for a show? I've been to several there. You've probably been to a million at the Belly Up.
I've been to so many at the Belly Up. I mean,
it's been a long time, but
500?
I was going to say somewhere between 500 and 1,000.
Yeah.
Can they get that many people in there?
I just don't know. I don't know, but it feels, you know, they've got the balconies and then the stage, tables. It's just, you know, however you kind of want to experience it. It's always been, I think, probably my favorite venue for someone who doesn't love music like you do. But if I'm going to go, that's where I probably want to go see something.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it tremendously.
Quick Google search. Max reception capacity is 600.
Okay, 500-600.
Seated capacity is 100 if you have a different event.
Kurt said he saw Ben's favorite artist there, Christopher Cross.
Oh.
Could you imagine Christopher Cross at the Belly Up? I mean, just sailing to all the North County, like, literal sailors. up in the North County like yourself?
That's where my mother climbed into the crawl space next door
to listen
to listen to the Rolling Stones, but she couldn't get in.
It's one of the coolest stories about your mom ever. Just like brilliant.
Was that the secret show?
Yeah, the secret show that you heard about.
There.
Couldn't get in.
Yeah.
So knew the hairdresser, went to the salon next door, crawled into their crawl space,
and
just listened to Mick Jagger and
all right, Billy, just out there. Your mom's just muffled through the wall. It's so good. I saw Dallas McLaughlin, who's been on the show many, many times, and my buddy Nick McCann as well. It was great, man. It was a fun, fun night. And again, as I was driving home, I thought, man, my 20s were so much fun. I had so much fun. We went to shows all the time on Mondays, Tuesdays. And, you know, I was in sales. And when you're in sales, you can go to shows on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays because I'll just spill it. You just make up fake meetings in the morning and you don't go to them, which is
really
great. Yeah, so you can go out and rage at Not a Surf. You see the whole show. So
a client of mine really likes Not a Surf.
Or
new business.
That's a good bit.
You're trying to drum up some new business. I've got a meeting with a potential new client.
Yeah, 9:15.
And then it just doesn't pan out. Oh. Yeah, we had a good meeting, but they just don't have the money to spend right now.
They said hit me back in 6 months.
When they, you know, new budgets come out and they definitely are interested.
But
that's all you have to say.
Dropped off a packet and we, you know, went over it a little bit, but he's just not in the position. I thought it was a little bit hotter lead. I'll be in at about, I'm going to do a little cold calling. I'm going to grab a lunch. I'll be in about 12:30.
The art of fake work is definitely something that needs to be discussed.
It's hard to do on this show. It's very hard
to
come in here
hard.
And sit here and not work. Like, you have to do it. Like, I can't show up and be like this.
We got cameras now, too.
Cameras and, like, you can zone out a little bit.
Yeah.
You get a little zone out time. But you cannot come in here and be like, yeah, I did it. I can't call Adam and go, hey, show was great today. And I was never on the show. He knows. My wife knows. I'm here. Everyone knows this is where I'm at.
I will say now, at the TV station, and hopefully none of my bosses are up early listening, if I, like, put my nose to the grindstone and, you know, I know what I'm covering and I write and edit really quickly, I can end up with, like, an hour or two, like, before the show where I'm just like, okay, I'm really done and I don't really want to work on any, like, future projects this moment, so I'm just sitting there surfing the web for a while, just killing time until I'm on the air. But, yeah, this job is tough to do anything fake out.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just come on here and, you know, the fun thing about this job, though, is you can come on here and talk about literally anything you want. And we failed to mention this yesterday, and I had meant to after thinking about it all weekend. Now, my dad's favorite golfer of all time is Arnold Palmer. I'm a big fan of the Arnold Palmer drink. I know you are as well.
Paulie, are you
an Arnold Palmer guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Iced tea and lemonade. It just honestly doesn't get much better or refreshing than that. Water's good on the golf course, but when you get a delicious, fresh Arnold Palmer, you're like,
what's your ratio?
I like I'm half and half, man.
I'm more like 75% tea.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just a little lemonade for sweetness.
I'm half and half. And I like tea, I like lemonade, I like them separate, but boy, you mix those things together.
It's good.
And you are on the golf course and you're playing with your buddies and you're like, this is the life. Like, this is about as good as it gets right now. Sucking down an AP and driving around playing golf. And I noticed over the weekend, now again, we don't talk politics much, but I don't think this is politics. I think this is funny and I think it's sports adjacent. But I didn't expect this weekend to find audio of former President Trump talking about Arnold Palmer's hog. It exists. And he was doing a speech. I'm not even sure where he was doing the speech. And I saw it on Twitter at first. I go, well, surely there's no audio of this because this can't be real. It's real.
But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. His man was strong and tough.
Yeah.
And I refuse to say it, but when
but
he took showers with the other pros, they Uh-oh. Came out of there, they said, oh, my God.
Oh.
That's unbelievable. I had to say it.
He was packing. It's, you know.
Now, it's politics. You have to fact check everything in politics.
That's true.
And I have checked in with my golf sources.
You have?
Mm-hmm. It's true. Apparently, it is true.
Long iron. not a short iron.
This is 100% factual about Arnie.
So I had the thought that that's a wild thing to talk about, no matter where you, if you're right, left, if you're down the middle, libertarian, it doesn't matter. That's a weird thing to bring up in a speech. I think we can we all agree on that? It's a weird thing to talk about.
It's a weird thing to bring up if you're grabbing a beer with your buddy.
That's true.
It's a little weird on this show right now.
You hear about that guy's penis? It's unbelievable. So I thought about it, and I said, well, yeah, I mean, it's sports. We can talk about it, certainly. But then I had the idea. I said, I wonder if he's doing bits. If he's like Sacha Baron Cohen, or if he's like, you know, Jesse Agler doing the Incorporator. He's backstage and like, all right, Mr. President, you have the speech coming up. Here it is, loaded up for you, and you're good to go. If you want to go off the cuff, he's like, give me a word, give me something, give me a topic. And they're like,
there's no way you could possibly.
There's no chance.
Bring up about, Arnold Palmer's dong.
Yeah, about Arnold Palmer's wiener. You do that for me? And he's like, done. It's done. No. I was just kidding. No. It's done. He's like a $100 bet every time he does it. So he goes out and he lays it out for all of us to hear again.
And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there. They said, "Oh my God."
I saw Paul Azinger apparently quote, who was, you know, in the locker room at a tournament somewhere with Arnold, came out of the shower and goes, "Arnie, put a leash on that thing."
It gives me great peace to think that it's just an Incorporator bit. Honestly, it gives me a lot more peace because nobody would ever do that. Nobody would ever talk about that.
Jesse Agler just texted me. He's not doing the Incorporator next year.
He's not doing it anymore. I'm not doing it anymore ever again. That's fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff. But yeah, like I said, we can talk about anything on this program. And today we will.
We will. I mean, we can talk about AJ Preller's Zoom 45 minutes that I can pretty much boil down into, I don't know,
4 hours.
Yeah, well, probably 10 seconds if you really press me on it. And I will try to do that next as we set up the menu. We will hear some of AJ Preller coming up, but I can sum it up for you in a sentence or two if you'd like. We will get to that. And by the way, looking forward to something immensely today in our 7 o'clock hour. I will let you know what it is. We are very happy to have you with us on all of our platforms, radio, on our streaming app, on YouTube, wherever you catch us. Thank you for joining us on a Tuesday morning. Paul Reindel, Stephen Woods, Ben Higgins, and Kelly Danick, the new Susan DeVincent, with traffic coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book. on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Apparently, Woods, and I did not realize this until yesterday, the next 2 weeks may be the most important in the history of the San Diego Padres franchise, if A.J. Preller is to be believed. Dodgers, Yankees, they're just playing in the World Series over the next couple of weeks. That is pales in comparison to the gargantuan work that will be going on in the front offices at Petco Park, because based on yesterday's 45-minute Zoom news conference. I will sum it up for you in one sentence. Everything you ever wanted to know about the Padres will be decided in the next 2 weeks by A.J. Preller.
I almost felt yesterday, and we'll play the audio, that I texted you guys. I said, so should we have just done this 2 weeks from now? Or because every question was asked was like, yeah, a couple weeks.
So we'll be looking at that in the next couple of weeks.
Conversations of the next couple weeks.
We'll be talking to Eric Kitsenda and Eric Grubner in the next couple of weeks.
We're going to talk to players and their agents in the next couple of weeks.
We'll talk to Mike Schilt and the coaching staff in the next couple of weeks.
So me that was calling for this, it's my fault because I was calling for this early. And he probably like,
Maybe I just let him do it on their time?
I got to shut this guy up. He's on the flagship morning show pounding me for not doing a Zoom, but I don't have anything for him until November 7th. Oh, we have a new entrant, by the way, into the Dodger Spelling Bee. Just saw it this morning in the chat. Goes by Alive CS213. And he wants to let everybody know that the Padres, he says, 45 years of chalking, right? Or am I wrong? What he wanted to say, he meant choking. My man, it's C-H-O-K-I-N-G. Chalking is not actually a word.
No.
Chalking.
Now, it's C-H-A-L-K-I-N-G if you're like putting lines down on a baseball
field. That's chalking.
That would be chalking.
If you have caulk and you need to caulk your shower, that's caulking. C-A-U-L-K-I-N-G. So again, you're morons. Learn how to spell. My son, who's six, knows how to spell choke and choking. The Dodger Spelling Bee is going to feed families. How many rounds can they go? One? Spell choke. C-H-O-C-K. You're out. You're done.
Well, the first one to get one right.
Get wins.
Is your champion.
All right. Spell spell loser. L-O-O-S-E-R. Nope. Wrong.
It's a great bit idea, but it's going to last.
It's going to last 4 seconds. Chalking. Yes. Whatever your name is, we've been chalking for 45 years as Padres fans. Chalking.
It's like that scene in Billy Madison. Spell couch. C O R. Are you going to the mall later?
He gives him the look. Are you going to the mall later? That's what I was going to ask. It's the greatest. This is the greatest bit in radio history. Choke! C-H-O-K-E. Choke. Say it to yourself. Repeat it as you're driving around stuck in traffic today in L.A. Choke. C-H-O-K-E. Nobody knows more about postseason chalking than the L.A. Dodgers. No one. A lot of opportunities to do it. I'll give you that. But nobody chalks more than you morons. Nobody. Keep them coming. This is the food for my soul.
Personally, I think the Dodgers are solid favorites this week,
which means
they do have another opportunity to chalk it away.
Yeah.
Against the New York Yankees.
Don't chalk it away. Francisco says, hey, let me enter that spelling bee. I'll smoke all of you. He spelled everything right. You're in. You're in. It's a very rudimentary spelling test. My son, 6 years old in first grade, he does a spelling bee every Friday, and he brings the words home, and we go over them at the table. I'm happy to do that with you absolute buffoons anytime. I'm here to help. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to help you guys. Not look like idiots.
I know we have a lot of wonderful teachers in our listening audience. Maybe when we have the Dodger Spelling Bee, we can get a, you know, elementary school teacher to come in and give a proper spelling lesson.
That would be phenomenal. I mean, how do you teach like a grown man how to spell the word choke? It's just repetition. You got to write it down. You got to commit to it. Lose. L-O-S-E. It's not looser. Looser is my pants. If I lose some weight, they are now looser than they were. You look like such a idiot when you come into our chat and tell us how we chalked and we're losers. I'm telling you this for your own pride. Have some pride in how you spell. And how you
technology's
talk
made it so much easier with
you
spell
have to
check.
Be an idiot. Like you have to not try. Spell things. You have to try to be a moron to misspell words. You have to try to be an obstinate moron in the year 2024.
Whether you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever. If you're on your computer, you get the little red squiggly lines underneath.
I can't wait for this, Paulie. Get on this. This needs to happen. Blindfolded in all their gear, and Ben just doing a spelling bee for them. All right, can you use it in a sentence? The Dodgers lose to the Yankees. L-O-O-S-E. Nope, you're wrong again.
Ding!
That's loose.
Spelling bees are always weird because actually the ding is the wrong answer.
That's right, yeah. That's the wrong answer.
In a spelling bee, that's the wrong answer sound. Now, unlike real or fake, that's the right answer sound, but that's the wrong answer in a spelling bee.
Just incredible. All right, I digress.
All right, you digress for a second.
Keep them coming. This is chicken soup for my soul, watching you guys fumble all around the most basic English words.
So A.J. Preller would lead us to believe that he hasn't even given a to the future, and it will all be happening over the next 2 weeks. I suspect that in some quiet moments he's actually already given a lot of this thought, and there are plans and ideas in place for the Padres' future. He just wasn't really willing to discuss them. However, there were, if you read between AJ's lines, a couple of interesting comments that we can discuss and we will get to coming up in our next segment. There were a couple of good questions as well. Not as many great answers, but some good questions that needed to be asked about the Padres' offseason, and we will give you our spin on that. Coming up here at 6:35 in our 7 o'clock hour, got Take on Woods, had a couple of Monday Night Football games last night. Don't do this. I am really looking forward to 7:35, though, and I think Woods is as well. Today is the start of the National Basketball Association season, and Woodsy's actually going to help us prepare for that season with a preview, and he's done some homework, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, way more than I wanted to do.
I get the sense that you're now almost excited for basketball season and actually really bummed we don't have a team here in San Diego.
I'll tell you my whole experience yesterday.
We'll talk about that coming up at 7:35 today.
Basketball Woods, buddy.
Second half of the program, we'll get back into AJ Preller. Paulie's got a round the report and some headlines. It's a guest-free Tuesday today, our first without Jesse in a while, which makes me a little sad, of course, but got to give Jesse some time to recharge the batteries here in the offseason. Lead up to Annie and Elston coming up at 10 o'clock. When we come back, though, AJ talked about a few different topics, including more than I expected about the last two games of the playoffs and getting shut out twice in a row. I thought that's just going to get glossed over. Wasn't totally glossed over. AJ actually addressed it. We will get to that and more coming up next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. All right, would you say that there was any news that came out yesterday from AJ Preller?
I mean, other than the fact that he looked fantastic,
all right,
no.
Yeah, he did look good, didn't he?
Start there.
Yeah, he actually looked healthy.
When the screen jumped up, I went, oh! I was not that he ever looks bad, but you would imagine a season like that just kicked his teeth in, right? And like he looked really good and refreshed.
I think part of it is that usually when we see him, we'll be like right at the end of the trade deadline, where he's probably getting
up for 3 days,
very little sleep, yeah. And you know he's pretty tired from work. Unfortunately, he probably was able to get a little bit of rest over the last few days, which is not what he wanted. He would have loved to have been up and stressing about baseball games, but did look actually pretty good when he joined the local assembled media on a 45-minute Zoom news conference. There was at least one bit of news, I think, that came out. We will get to that coming up right after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So while we didn't get any clarity on payroll levels for next year or who's going to play shortstop or necessarily how they're going to replace Joe Musgrove in the starting rotation, if there was one bit of news, not that it was unexpected, but the idea that Mike Schilt, who is heading into the final year of his two-year contract as manager, may be up for an extension was broached, and you could tell that AJ was definitely willing to go down that road. Here's what he said about the priority of extending Mike Schilt this offseason.
I think, we just started. So, just started those conversations in terms of myself and sitting down with Eric Gutsender and Eric Rubner and others. And I think, we talk about getting people with ability and then having stability. So rewarding people that perform. So, I think from our standpoint, that's going to be something that we look to do here over the course of the next couple of weeks. Is try to see if we can line up with Mike and the coaching staff, and having a group that's shown that they can get results and did a good job with this group and the staff is, making sure that that people feel rewarded and that we have some people that are together in that area and from a coaching standpoint that are able to come back and kind of build and grow on what we did this year. So, starting those conversations, that's what the offseason's for. But the motivation's there to try to see if we can line up. And I know from Mike's standpoint, he obviously enjoys it here, wants to be here. But I know his focus also is just go get better. And if you do that, then, I think he has a lot of trust and faith that things are, from an organization standpoint, that we'll figure some things out there.
All right. Well, great. Yeah. If I'm an employee and that was my boss and he's talking about wanting to reward people for doing a job well and going to have some discussions here in the next couple of weeks and hoping to line up on something, I'm feeling fairly encouraged that, when my agent talks to AJ Preller, we're going to be able to get something done and I'm going to have some security for at least the next maybe two more years after this one.
Sure.
I would say it'd be fair to extend
him
two more for a total of 3-year deal.
Yeah.
Wipe out this year, just new 3-year contract for Mike Schilt, something like that. I would not be surprised to hear announced in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no question. I thought the exact same thing when I listened to AJ talk yesterday about Schulte, and he mentioned Ben Fritz. He mentioned somebody asked about Ruben Niebla and, what are his qualifications as far as does he want to be a manager? And he spoke, glowingly about Ruben as well, talking about how, He's everybody likes Ruben. Ruben really likes being here. So he mentioned the phrase line up. We're going to try to line up with these guys in the next couple weeks. Got to find out what they want, you know, what they want, what they're looking for. And if you guys can match it up. And yeah, I mean, for us the fans, it's a no brainer to bring the same group back.
I got the sense, and he asked later, we don't need to play the whole answer, that when he was talking about Ruben Niebla, clearly would love to have Ruben back as pitching coach. Not going to stand in his way if he gets, you know, an offer to be a manager somewhere. And that, you know, that's clearly Mike Schilt's job right now. But I just got the sense that someday down the line, you know, that, you know, Mike Schilt's tenure and Ruben Niebla's tenure goes around, that they would even consider, like, Ruben is possibly like an heir to Mike Schilt at some point.
I mean, Schilt's still pretty young.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So unless he didn't want to do it or they didn't want him to do it, but that's always kind of a weird thing to be like, hey, things don't work out with you. Don't worry.
Well,
I need you to get him ready.
Things don't.
They're only 4 years apart.
Yeah, 4 years apart.
Ultimately, things don't work out with managers at some point. All the time.
Correct.
Yeah, even if this year went well, next year went well, at some point, managers,
unless you're Bud Black.
Managers are...
unless you're Tier 1 Buddy Black, then you are basically... you graduated in for the... I mean, he's just 1 year deal. He's like, yep, I'm in.
Good morning, buddy, if you're listening.
We love you, buddy.
You know, and I think that there is a sense, maybe from AJ, that if they ever needed to make a move for whatever reason, they'd have at least an interim manager, a guy who would get a very hard look in Ruben Niebla in their own dugout already. Meanwhile... AJ, I was also asked about the end of the 2024 playoffs, the two straight shutouts, the 24 straight innings without scoring a run. And I was really expecting him to gloss over, you know, the lack of offense is simply baseball being baseball. And while there was some of that, there was also, and I want you to listen to his answer here. I thought there was an acknowledgement that the Padres did not stick with what had been working with for themselves, you know, almost all season long. Here's what AJ said about the loss to the Dodgers and the two shutouts.
You know, again, it's part of it is like, you know, postseason baseball. It's two games. I mean, I think you look up and you know, if a guy goes 0-for-8, you know, he's not a postseason performer, and you know, obviously during the regular season, it's just 0-for-8. You know, it's two games, et cetera. So. You know, I think we'll, you know, again, like talk about it a little bit more. I think our offense worked best when it was kind of move the line, you know, use the big part of the field. You know, obviously credit to the Dodger pitching. We know that they've got a good staff, especially a good, you know, that bullpen staff. We didn't quite solve that, you know, at the end of the season. But probably a little bit of, you know, hey, it's two games. You know, I think we'll look at it as a group and see, hey, are there any other learnings we can have in terms of, you know, the to make sure that, you know, our offense from top to bottom all year long and especially in the postseason clicks on all cylinders. But, you know, I think we're best when we're moving the ball, putting pressure on other teams. And we didn't quite do that enough at the end of the year. And, you know, I think we'll dig in a little bit more there and make sure that, that we're in we're in a spot all year next year where we're playing the style of offense we want to play.
It's that weird thing about baseball when you try to do too much and it actually ends up hurting you. And you saw it a little bit in that game. And you know, guys that typically don't do that, the Jerks and Profars of the world, the Jackson Merrills. Watching Jackson expand his zone that he had carefully crafted and honed for 160 games that he played in, to watch him go out of the zone and up and down, it just you're looking at that going, I get it, man. You're trying to do something. You're trying to get a spark here. You're trying to barrel one. You're trying to yak one out. Manny coming so close for Manny, that's what he's paid to do. You know,
I pushed back a little bit because I saw so many fans going, and they're swinging for the fences.
Hero
I said,
ball,
you can you can tell that because they always swing hard. I mean, you don't.
I'm not saying swinging for the fences.
I know you're not a big, but a lot of people said, oh, they're trying to do too much. They're trying to, you know, hit home runs. And
for me, it's just expanding. That's it.
That's part of it. But I kind of pushed back on that. But AJ did somewhat acknowledge that his team did not do what had made them so successful for 160. seven games that they had played.
That's tough.
And who had worked offensively.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, the last two didn't seem like the same San Diego Padres.
And it's partly because the Dodgers bullpen was really, really good, and they've remained good. It's not like we just got torched by a bullpen that got torched in its next series, right? Like, oh my God, how didn't we hit these guys? They're on a historic run right now. Like,
true.
It's crazy. So, yes, they get a ton of credit for that. But, you know, when Profar's not able to find his way on base for Manny, for Jackson Merrill, when Jackson expands his zone, you know, goes out of his comfort zone and what he was really best at, it is up and down the line, man. I'm not singling just Luis Arraez hitting weak pop fly. I mean, that's just brutal for your offense that needs Luis Arraez to get on base. It needs Toddy to get him over. It needs Manny to get him in. It needs Profar to be on base for Merrill. Like, all of that, it just stopped. Because, again, Benny, the chokehold, right? Tighter. Oh, God, we haven't scored in seven innings. Oh, God, we haven't scored in eight innings. Oh, my God, we have not scored in 12 innings. You can't tell me that a human being isn't going to go up there and try to do too much. A human being, even though they are finely tuned elite athletes, when you haven't scored for 14 innings, 16 innings, 18 innings, you're telling me you're going to go up there and be like, I'm cool, man. I'm breezy. I'm just going to see ball, hit ball.
It's 100% understandable, but it's also, that's the job of
that's the
professional
job.
Athlete.
And that's the job of
short memory.
Yep.
You know, sticking with what you know is going to work and not trying to do too much.
Oh, sorry, the chalk hold. That's what I meant. They're in a chalk hold.
And AJ did say, you know, well, we'll just have to look into just a little bit to make sure that we stick with what has been working so well for us, and it doesn't happen again in the postseason.
And it's so funny because I wasn't in the room, but wouldn't you guys all bet money that Victor Rodriguez, what do you think his message was to the guys? Hey, go up there and swing out of your ass. Just try to really just barrel it out of here. No, it was, hey, relax. Stay with what's gotten you here. That's the message. You have to be able to do it, you know? And I think very much they, I don't want to say they panicked, but they pressed. They really pressed, and you saw them press, and they pressed against some really good pitchers that were able to exploit that. And I kind of agreed with a buddy of mine that a former baseball player, played at UCLA, he's a Dodger fan, and we talked about it after the game, the bullpen game. He goes, man, actually after the series ended, he goes, I kind of knew we had you guys cooked when I heard the post-game audio from Manny, Merrill, Profar, all the guys saying, yes, yeah, tough to figure out that bullpen night, man. It's hard to get anything going. Kind of in the dome a little bit about what's going to happen. And I like the honesty, certainly, but yeah, they were not able to figure that out.
And nor was the Dodgers ever able to figure out the Padres bullpen in that series either, but they ran into a couple in that last game against Yu Darvish.
Padres
did not run into a couple against Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And that really was the difference. And after that, nothing else, you know, the bullpen, the Dodgers didn't have some secret formula for beating the Padres.
They did not hit us like they hit the Mets.
No, not at all. They simply ran into two that the Padres, you know, died at the warning track. And that was ultimately the difference in that last game. I think both teams were kind of pressing, but someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. And, you know, fate favored the Dodgers in that game five. And they capitalized on it, went on to, you know, I think ramp up their offense even more, obviously, against the Mets, and are in, I think, really good shape now going into the World Series.
Bro, it's so funny to watch the difference in pitching, starting and bullpen, from the Padres and the Mets. You're talking elite. There's a separation between what we were running out there and what the Mets were running out there on a nightly basis. And it showed. It showed, you know, as far as the way that they were able to hit, you know, beat the crap out of the Mets pen, beat the crap out of the Mets starters. It's what makes it a little bit more difficult to stomach. And I know, you know, it'll be 2 weeks this Friday. It ain't any easier. I'm, again, still muttering to myself, 24 innings, two hits.
Yep.
I'm still muttering it to myself. It's going to take a while to get over that.
Sunday night, I looked over to Megan.
Two hits.
24 innings.
24 innings. It's either 24 innings or two hits. They both suck.
Yeah. You know, which one's worse?
I think the two hits on the last night is the worst. The one night we needed you to, you know, 7-8 hits and four runs wins that. Three runs wins that game.
Two hits.
What was our thing all season? You score four runs, you win. You get two hits. You get two hits.
So, as AJ said, next couple of weeks, they're going to have a lot of internal meetings and, you know, start formulating or at least refining the direction for the 2025 season when it comes to payroll and filling specific needs on the roster. He did mention that he'll have more clarity at and after the general manager's meetings, which begin on November 4th. So that's less than 2 weeks from now. That's a week from Monday that they'll begin the GM meetings, and then he'll have kind of a better idea as they go through what they can do, what potential trade partners might be out there, what can and can't be done in free agency this offseason. But he really didn't give us many specifics. What he did tell us, and we'll talk about it coming up later in the program.
Keep it rolling?
We can keep it rolling.
Let's keep it rolling instead of NFL talk.
All right, we can keep it rolling. Yeah, he talked about the competitive window for the San Diego Padres and the one player that is pivotal for the Padres' success in 2025. We'll get to that and play a little take on Woods when we come back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.